Thank you for calling All Max Health. This is Char. Can I get your full name, please?
It's Jillian Morgan.
Okay. What can I help you with today?
I actually had a purchase and it was delivered, and I just need to return it. It was my first purchase. And I never got order confirmation, so I don't even know what my order number is.
Let me see here. Give me one second. Let's see. Can you spell your first name for me, please?
It's J-I-L-L-I-A-N.
All right, can you spell your last name for me, please?
M as in Mary, O R G A N.
Okay. It's nothing pulling up. Let's see here. And that first name was J-I-L-L-I-A-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could I try to use your first and your last name and your phone number?
Is that typical that it doesn't send confirmation emails?
A confirmation email saying your order has been shipped.
Or just that you placed the order.
No, I normally send you an email and then it send you another one when it's been shipped off as well.
Yeah, I never received anything. Because I searched my inbox for OMAX, but nothing comes up. Is there something else that it may have?
No, it's OMAX Health. One second. Can I get your email address or try your email address?
Yeah, it's J Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, 0908 at gmail.com.
Yeah, that's just pulling up with that neither. Okay. Let me just reach out to my supervisor here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to see here. Cause Okay, one second here. Okay, so let's see. So let's try to look it up with your All right, did you place the order on Omex Health website or was it through a third party?
No, it was through the website and my credit card. I mean, I have the product in my credit card was charged.
Okay.
Because how it showed up on my credit card is Omex Health. The transaction date, if this helps, is May 18th. But I had to go to my credit card statement to get your phone number because I didn't, like I said, no email.
Okay. All right. Can I get the first six of that card that was charged?
Yeah, it's 4147-20.
All right. And the last four, please.
8891.
Yeah, nothing's even pulling up with that card.
I can dispute it through Chase if that's the easiest way to do it.
Give me one second. Okay, let's see here. I'm reaching out to just see if someone, all right, that email was jharris0908@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you said it says Omax Health on your statement, correct?
Yes, Omax okay. Health Inc.
You said Omax who?
Omax Health. Let me go back. Yeah, Omax Health is what it says.
Okay.
It's for 3126. Can I do Omax?
Okay, just one second. We're just trying to search here and make sure we can find this account for you, okay? And
okay.
I do apologize for the wait and, you know, all the... Let's see here, real quick. Let's try to find it. Okay. I do really apologize about this way. I just want to try to, we want to make sure you're trying to find this account so you don't have to dispute this with your bank, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this number 931-581-1005, is that the number you used?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when did you say this order was placed?
The 18th.
May 18th.
Uh-huh.
And it's only in your name, correct? The packet showed up in your name?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yes, so they say you will have to contact your bank to try to make sure it was actually us, because if it was us, it would have showed up in our system with all that information we put in.
Okay.
But if you ordered through another site like Amazon, it won't show up.
No, I didn't. I mean, if my bank would have, it would have said Amazon. It was processed by OMAX Health, so that's fine. I can file a dispute. Thank you for taking the time to look for it.
All right, you're welcome, and I do apologize about that.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you, you too.